Hello again. Welcome to another edition of the Daily Gator Daily Thought. I am Doug Hagan. Before I get to my house cleaning and watching a lot of college football today, I wanted to get into a piece that appeared at Slate Magazine by Allison Benedict. She thinks you're a bad person if you send your kid to private school. We're going to discuss Allison's stupidity, and we're going to honor her, or dishonor her, I guess you should say, with a Marxist Moron Award for believing all the claptrap that Engels and Marx put out so long ago. Stay with me, folks. Be back in just a minute. And welcome once again to the Daily Gator Daily Thoughts. As previously noted, I am Doug Hagan. Allison Benedict writes for Slate Magazine. And she's receiving a Marxist Moron Award. And let me take a minute to explain what a Marxist Moron Award is. If you've read the Daily Gator blog in the 5+ years it's been online, or read my columns I did for several online places before that, I give out Marxist Moron Awards to people who believe in Marxism. I call them Marxist morons because to believe in Marxism, you have to be a moron. You can't be a thinker. You can't be a person of any intellectual substance. And you must never have looked at history. Either that or you're evil. One of the two. It's for useful idiots. It's for people who actually still believe the deranged ramblings of Marx and Engels, and the teachings of Lenin and Stalin and Mao and so many others. Marxism never works. Now, in the case of Allison Benedict, I came across the story while reading another blog. I do read other blogs beside my own. The Other McCain, great blog. Learned a lot about blogging from Robert Stacy McCain, who writes about Allison Benedict's attempts at persuasive writing and her failures at that. He writes that the headline to her latest piece at Slate is, "If you send your kid to private school, you're a bad person." That's an interesting headline, Robert Stacy McCain writes, which Allison Benedict's endeavors to justify without success because she's an idiot. He also continues, "Allison is doing fine because she's an editor at Slate, where any ill-educated cretin can get hired, as long as they're a liberal white girl whose wedding was reported by the New York Times." Oh, what a special thing for Allison. "Free of knowledge, unencumbered by facts or logic. Yes, send your kids to public school so they can be a liberal like Allison Benedict." And I suspect as we go through this, I picked up on this notion that Allison cares more about the indoctrination factor that goes on in public schools than she does the actual education. But let's get into her screed here. She writes, "You are a bad person if you send your children to private school. Not bad like murder bad, but bad like ruining one of our nation's most essential institutions in order to get what's best for your kids bad." So pretty bad. Again, stop right there. This idea that if you care about your kids, you're somehow a bad person. Remember Melissa Harris Perry of MSNBS? That stupid message she had about kids belong to all of us. This is communist thinking. All about the common good. Individuals are bad. if you understand one thing about the left, understand this. They despise individualism, individual liberties, and people who are individuals. They hate that with a passion. Allison writes, continues rather, I'm not an education policy wonk. I'm just judgmental. But it seems to me that if every single parent sent every single child to public schools would improve. This might not happen immediately. It could take generations. Your children, your grandchildren might get mediocre educations in the meantime, but it will be worth it for the eventual common good. What did I tell you? It was coming. The common good, the common welfare. To each according to his need, from each according to their ability. Useful idiot, a.k.a. Marxist moron. So your kids will suffer, their kids will suffer, their kids will suffer, generations will suffer. Generation will be churned out to be idiots like Allison. But I've got bad news, Allison. If all these kids get bad educations and turn out to be idiots like you, Slate can't hire them all. El Salon can't hire them all. MSNBC can't hire them all. I mean, that many kids, two or three more people in MSNBC can't fit in the same room as Al Sharpton's hair or Lawrence O'Donnell's massively overinflated ego. Allison. Where does this come from? This idea that generations must suffer to make it better someday. We're not talking about willingly, individually sacrificing or saving or raising your kids a certain way so they'll have it better than you. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about making your kids and your grandkids for generations suffer and have less than they should have, can have, lower their standard of living, lower their education level, lower their quality of life. So one day, everyone will be what? What's the communist dream? That one day, everyone's totally, completely, and absolutely equal. The left obsesses over equality. But of course, in communism, you don't get that. You get a bunch of people at the very top who tell everyone else what to do, and you get everyone else stuck in the pit of mediocrity, which is apparently what Allison wants, everyone to be mediocre. Because individual excellence is like icky or something. So how would this work exactly? Allison's going to explain it to you because she says it's simple. And believe me, she knows simple. Everyone needs to be invested in our public schools in order for them to get better. That's like saying if more people had been on the Titanic, it wouldn't have sunk. If more people had been on the Hindenburg, it would not have burst into flames. If more people were in the Donner Party, well, you can figure that one out. Not just lip service investment. Everyone needs to be invested, she says. Not just property tax investment, but real flesh and blood offspring investment. She writes, your local school stinks, but you don't send your child there? Then it's badness. It's just something you deplore in the abstract. No, that's something you don't like and don't want your child involved in. There's nothing abstract about it, Allison. Liberals love to use the word abstract, even though they really don't know what the hell it means. Your school, your local school stinks and you do send your child there? She thinks you're, I bet you're going to do everything within your power to make it better. Allison, how much money have we put into public education? How many kids go there? How many parents send their kids there? If that's all true, then and your theory was true that all these parents would then be extremely invested in it, then why aren't they getting better? Most kids in America go to public school. If membership enrollment, if you will, if attendance, if having kids in public school, and spending money on top of money on top of money on top of money were the answers, it'd be fixed. It'd be preferable to private school. No one would send their kids to private school because public school would be the panacea you think it's going to be. Again, Allison, think before you write. And now, the one that gets me the most about this piece, Allison writes about her experience in school, and this says a lot. You think about what you're fixing to hear, folks. She writes, I went K through 12 to a terrible public school. My high school didn't offer AP classes, and in 4 years, I only had read one book. So how was the Cat in the Hat, Allison? I'd like your review. I'm trying to get through it right now. It's kind of scary, though. There wasn't even soccer. See, I was going to opine before I read this whole piece that maybe Allison went to one of those schools that had soccer. She played soccer, took too many to the head, and maybe her brain was scrambled into why she writes this crap. But apparently she didn't play soccer because she was disadvantaged because they didn't have soccer. And damn it, every kid need head injuries from soccer so they can be a writer at Slate like Allison. Where's the social justice, man? Where's the soccer justice? I left home, she continues, woefully unprepared for college. And without that preparation, I left college without having learned much either. Again, she wants your kids to go to school and to college and not learn. So they can be like her. Because if everyone's like her, it'll be better. But at the same time, she argues that it won't get better until everyone invests in it. See, it's all communal, man. Remember the Melissa Harris Perry piece on MSNBS? Yes, Melissa Harris Perry of the tampon earrings. I wonder how that fashion statement's working out. Somehow I bet you just won't see women flooding the streets of America with tampons hanging from their ears. But Melissa Harris Perry had this little piece where their anchors go out and they talk about some issue they care about or something. Global warming or tampon earring syndrome or something. But Melissa Harris Perry was opining that kids all belong to us. They are not our kids. They're not the parents' kids. They're society's kids. They're common property, so to speak. Again, communist claptrap. But back to Allison. Poor Allison, who couldn't play soccer and couldn't read in high school. She continues, you'll know all those important novels that everyone's read? I haven't. I know nothing about poetry, very, very little about art, and please don't quiz me on the dates of the Civil War. Why am I not surprised that you know a thing of history? Most communists don't. That's why they're communists. I'm not proud of my ignorance. Here's a question, Allison. If you're not proud of your ignorance, why are you writing about it? Just saying. Allison goes on, but guess what the horrible result is? I'm doing fine. I'm not saying it's a good thing that I got a lame education. I'm saying that I survived it, and so will your child, who must endure having no AP calculus. So that in 25 years, there will be AP calculus for all. See, if we suffer today, one day everyone will have exactly what they want and need. Amazing, isn't it? Amazing. Absolutely amazing. And you knew there was a social justice component to her, didn't you? Here that comes. Also remember, Allison writes, that there's more to education than just what's taught. No, there isn't, Allison. That's what education is. Will someone buy this damn woman a dictionary, please? Someone read it to her. As rotten as my school's English, history, science, social studies, math, art, music, and language programs were... They had really cool bathrooms, though, I bet, huh? Going to school with poor kids and rich kids, black kids and brown kids, smart kids and not-so-smart ones. You want to guess which category Allison was in? Yeah, the not-so-smart ones. Kids with super conservative Christian parents and other upper-middle-class Jews like me was its own education and life preparation. All the wonders of socialization, learning that there are people who are different than us. You know what, Allison? I went to private schools, and I knew before I ever went to school that there were people who looked differently than me, people who made more money, people who made less money, people who had cooler toys, people who didn't, all kind of people. And somehow I grew up learning how to interact with them and treat them with respect. You know how? Because my parents taught me. School's not to teach you how to act in public. It's to educate you. Read, write, add, subtract, you know, things like that. It's not for re-education. It's not for indoctrination. And communism will fail without that indoctrination. And kids who go to private schools are not getting that indoctrination. Maybe that's the real reason you hate private schools, Allison. Reading Walt Whitman in ninth grade changed the way you see the world? Well, getting drunk before basketball games with kids who lived at the trailer park near my house did the same for me. You know, I've gotten drunk in a trailer park before, Allison. It was fun at the time, but it really didn't add to my educational experience. It didn't make me a better person, Allison. But again, I can see you getting drunk at trailer parks. Now you probably get drunk at Slate before you write this screed. And in fact, this is classic. She writes, part of the reason I feel so strong about public schools, apparently, was getting drunk in trailer park near her house. Maybe we should have every classroom designed like a trailer park and kids can have beer and stuff. I mean, as long as they all look different from each other, it'll be cool with Allison. Many of my morally bankrupt colleagues send their children to private school, she writes. I asked them to tell me why. Here is a response that most stuck with me. In our upper middle class world, it's hard not to pay for something if you can, like, afford it, and you think it will be good for you and your kid. Who wants to bet that she's, A, never asked that question, and B, if she has, she never got that response? Who wants to bet she's making that up? I'm playing the liberal BS card on that one. I get it, she writes. You want an exceptional arts program and computer animation and maybe even Mandarin. You want a cohesive educational philosophy. You want creativity, not teaching to the test. You want great outdoor space and small classrooms and personal attention. You know who else wants those things? Everyone. Everyone. So everyone should have, look, our education system should be better. You're right. My argument here, Allison, is that we've been stuck in this for decades now. Stuck in the same arguments, and more money keeps getting thrown at it. And more kids keep going to public schools because the population's increasing. And that means more of every age group, Allison. So more kids are growing to school, more money's being poured into it, and it's not getting any better. So what's your ideal here that somehow even more will make it better? You can't just throw money at problems, Allison. Well, if I was your problem, you could throw money at me. That would be cool. But you can't fix your problems or make them go away by pouring more money into it. I know it feels good to say these things, Allison, and you care more and you're a better person. It doesn't matter if the program fails or succeeds. It doesn't matter if it fails miserably. It doesn't matter if it fails the kids. It doesn't matter if generations have to be stuck in it. It'll make you feel better. And that's all that's important because it's all about you, Allison. Isn't it funny how collectivists who hate individualists, hate individuals, are some of the most self-centered, selfish people you ever meet? Imagine that. And that's Allison Benedict here. And she closes by asking us not to ignore our liberal guilt, but to acknowledge it and listen to it. Well, I don't have any liberal guilt, Allison. A, because I'm not liberal, and B, because I don't really get into guilt that much. Folks, this is a Marxist moron. This is a useful idiot. This is what people think when they're on the left. When they're indoctrinated by leftism, this is what they think. They don't think. And I enjoy sitting down with pieces like this and taking them apart. And I want one day to be able to be on TV, on the right, somewhere, and debate one of these people in an unfettered atmosphere where I can go at them, not some liberal moderator, not even a conservative moderator, just a fair moderator, and rip them to shreds, and maybe people will begin to see people like Allison for what they are. People put feelings over results. Feelings are great. They're important. Don't get me wrong. But results matter more. Remember that. Results matter more. And pouring more money and emoting over and getting more kids involved in public schools isn't going to fix the problem. Because the problem with public schools is that most of the money goes, or a lot of the money goes, to fat cat administrators that don't do a damn thing to deserve it. And public schools too much about indoctrination. And you really want to fix the public education system, Allison? Here's an idea. Don't worry about how many kids are getting into it. Worry about how to get the federal government out of it. Because the Department of Education is a massive failure. And guess what? Who gave us the Department of Education? Jimmy Carter, another communist who's too stupid to know he's a communist. This is Doug Hagan for the Daily Gator blog. I will talk to you next time, my friends. Take care.